Venn diagrams, which I know some of you think about with the same love and longing in your heart that I feel about bar graphs, are a useful way to think about what's going on in a multiple regression model. Y is the criterion variable. That's the variable that we want to be able to estimate, we want to be able to predict, the variable that we don't have values for right now. And we have three predictors cleverly labeled X1, X2, and X3. The Venn diagram is drawn so that the overlap between the circles represents how strongly related the variables are. Okay? So more overlap, stronger relationship, less overlap, less of a relationship. So this represents the correlation between X1 and Y. This represents X3 and Y, and I can't reach all of X2. When we build a multiple regression formula, we're going to use all of the information in X1 and X2 and X3 to predict Y. So we're going to take the part that's just X1, the part that's just X2, the part that's just X3, and the part that's shared by X2 and X3, and that's going to tell us how well we can predict Y. Make sense? And we're going to get a multiple regression formula where each predictor has its own regression weight. That's a multiple regression formula. It looks just like a bivariate regression formula, only now we have multiple X's. Right? We got an X1, we got an X2, we got an X3. Each one has its own regression weight. Each B, and this is something you got to remember, each B represents the unique and independent contribution of that predictor to the model. In other words, what does X1 tell us about Y that X2 and X3 don't tell us? That's what's in B1. What does X2 tell us that X1 and X3 don't? That's in B2. For a quantitative variable, B tells the expected direction and amount of change in the criterion for a one unit change in that predictor, while holding the value of all the other predictors constant. In other words, if I just changed X1, what would happen to Y? For a binary predictor, it tells the direction and amount of group mean difference. If a person shifted from one group to the other and nothing else changed, what would happen to their Y? And A is the expected value of the criterion if all the predictors have a value of 0. Frankly, it's not going to happen that often, but you have to start somewhere. So remember that the regression weight, the B, for each predictor represents the part of the predictor shared with the criterion that is not shared with any other predictor. It's the unique contribution of that predictor to the model. So X1, that doesn't overlap with X2 or X3, all of X1's relationship to the criterion is useful. X2, however, has some overlap with X3, and it's only this part of X2 that has unique contribution. And it's only this part of X3 that has unique contribution. This shared part, nobody gets credit for, because the regression weight is telling us about the unique contribution of each variable. There is also a thing called a standard score regression model, where now instead of working with raw values, we're working with what are called z-score values. And instead of b's, we have betas. Beta carries the same information as b, but is scaled so that they are more comparable. If you want to look at predictors and ask which of these predictors is more important, which of these predictors has a greater unique contribution, we have to remember to look at beta, not at B. And I'll explain why later. Right now I just want you to learn the rule. So, we have a multivariate model for depression. We've measured stress, we've measured the amount of social support they have, and we've measured whether they're in the control group or the treatment group. So the first thing we want to do in order to be able to use this formula is we want to apply the formula for a patient that has a stress score of 10 a support score of 4, and is in the treatment group. So what we have here is they have a stress score. They have a stress score of 10. So we take 2.0 times 10, 20. That's the contribution to estimating the depression based on their stress. Then we take negative 1.5 times their support score of 4, which gives us a negative 6. We're going to take a negative 3 times their treatment value, and it says that they're in the treatment group, so that's a 1, leads to a negative 3, plus the regression constant, or the A, of 35. So we go what, 55 minus 9? That's where that 46 came from. I knew there was a 46 somewhere. Thanks, though. You got a gun? You want to shoot me, too? All right, interpret the B for stress. For each 1 unit increase in stress, depression is expected to what? Go up or down? By how much? Now notice the end of that, the tagline. When holding all other variables constant. If the only thing that happens is this person's stress goes up, we still expect their depression to go up by 2 for each time their stress goes up by 1. Interpret B for support. For each 1 unit increase in support, depression is expected to what? Go up or down? By how much? When holding all other variables constant. Regression weight for treatment. Those in the treatment group are expected to have a mean depression score that's higher or lower than the control. Lower. By how much? By 3. And if a person has no stress, no support, and they're in the control group, what's their expected depression?
35.
Does that make sense? Because 0 times 2 is 0. 0 times negative 1.5 is 0. 0 times 3 is 0. Plus 35 is 35. Now, we can play with combinations. What if somebody's stress went up by 1, but their support also went up by 1? What would happen to their depression? It'd go up by 0.5. Does that make sense? If we shift somebody from the control group to the treatment group, and we get them 2 more units of support, what's going to happen to the depression? It's going to go down by 3 because we shifted them to the treatment group. And it's going to go down by 3 more because for each increase in support by 1, depression goes down by 1.5. Make sense? So not only can you take any person and say what you expect their depression to be, but you can compare any 2 people on what you expect their depression to be.
Why is that 4 going to the treatment group?
I have no idea. And I have told myself for probably 5 or 6 semesters to go back to my office and change that damn number. I'm saying it to myself now. I'm even recording it.
Well, we'll see. If you do that, would you change to 34 to 35?
Guys, you're fussy. That's why. I wanted to offset this mistake. They add up to 38 just the way they should. I'm making shit up. You realize that, right?